B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Dutcher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. We've been talking Bruins all morning. Obviously, an egregious game last night. If they lose Game 6, it will be remembered. This whole playoff is the playoff of horrible officiating. But Nicholas was out. We already heard him talk to some people. And, Nick, so you talked to the adult film star Tyler Faith last night.
I did, yes.
Now, how did you recognize her? Like, I mean...
Porn up.
No, I mean, was she just walking around, or did she contact you, or what?
She was out there for Game 1, I believe, and she took a photo with the winner of our Bruins superfan. And I actually did reach out, and I was saying, because I think it would have been good if she did a recap.
You contacted her, actually.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, did you find her attractive?
Yes.
Okay. Were you nervous talking to her?
Sure, yeah.
You've seen her have sex?
Yes.
Okay, were you nervous? No, will this add excitement next time you watch her have sex?
I guess so, yes. Did
you talk to her?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that was the first porn star I've ever met. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. A lot of these porn stars that they bring around, I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Tyler Faith, the local girl.
Yep.
Local girl done well.
Mm-hmm.
One time engaged to Vinny Paz.
Really?
Uh-huh. Oh. All right, so here is young Nicholas out with... adult film star Tyler Faith.
What's your name?
Tyler Faith.
Can we use this for the radio?
Of course you can.
Okay, cool. So, where are we? Where?
You know, was she with like a beefy stud?
Yes.
Okay,
she was.
She was with like a man beef?
Yeah, muscle.
Yeah, you got a figure.
Mm-hmm.
So, where are we? We're
on Canal Street.
Okay.
In Boston.
Yep. And yeah, you just left the game.
I just left the game.
What are your thoughts on the game?
Disgusted.
About what?
All right, because how can you have like double the shots on goal and still lose?
I know.
How does that make any sense?
Makes zero sense.
No, zero sense. Zero sense.
What are your thoughts on the refs tonight?
They were fair. I have to say they were fair. I know, they were fair. You know what? Our boys were not aggressive enough.
Tyler Faith has had a couple drinks.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd say more than a couple.
Yeah. Yeah. She had fun.
Yeah, why not? You're just enjoying the game.
Yep.
Right.
It was not aggressive enough. And enough. They were very aggressive, but not enough.
Not enough.
No, at the end of the day, at the end of the night, they were not aggressive enough. So I heard your dad. Your dad is like the, you know, Bernie and Phil's furniture store king, right?
Yeah.
All right, now, did she bring up your father?
Yes, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so she brought up your father.
Yes.
No, so here we go again. Nick actually
so here you are.
We're three
woman.
For three people bringing up Nick's dad.
So, all right, so here
we
you are.
We need to, like, have you wear a mask.
You've pleasured yourself to this woman's films, and now you're face-to-face with her, and she brings up your father.
Yeah.
Now, does this hurt more than the other ones?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Okay. Now, did you tell your father about this?
Not yet, but he's listening right now.
I'm going to go to Pornhub. Oh, Nicholas.
He's got his iPad. I know.
Ah, she's a MILF. A chesty MILF. I love it.
She got new ones.
That's what I saw on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He sure is.
He's the best. He's the best. I want to meet your dad. I want to meet your dad.
You want to meet my dad?
I want to meet your dad, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he would love to meet you.
And this guy with the spare change. No, we don't have any spare change. I don't have any spare change. But I love you, Dad. Yeah,
that's great.
I love you, Dad.
That's
well. Now, next time you watch one of her adult films, your dad's face gonna pop up and go,
"Hey, Nick, what you doing? Don't use a sock. Use a napkin." Nick, you can't put this in the spank bank because of me.
I.
Do you think your dad will get excited that this this adult film star likes her?
He's probably so amped up.
Oh, yeah?
He is so happy.
My name is Mark Cibelli.
Can you imagine the meeting? My dear.
And I'll make meatballs. For two.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
All right, well.
So wait, let me ask, can I interview you? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So what do you think the series?
I don't know. It's pretty tough. I feel like it's going to be game seven. Real quick, why do you think Saugus sucks?
I love Saugus. What are you talking about? I love Saugus.
Okay.
Saugus is great. We have
I'm sorry. Am I putting you on the spot? I'm sorry.
Saugus is great. We have Kowloon. We have...
Now Jimmy Stewart will go, yeah.
Yeah. I know a guy.
I think we could get that happening. Welcome in, Miss Faith. Sarge Crab Ragoon's on the way.
We have Saugus. I mean,
you love Saugus.
I love Saugus.
What's your favorite restaurant on Route 1?
Yeah, the Continental. I mean, who doesn't love the Continental if you're 90 years old, you know?
My dad would love that. My dad would love to go there.
So me and your dad maybe should go on a date at the Continental with his chef from Bernie and Phil's.
Yeah, maybe.
If we could get your dad to go on a date with Tyler Faith.
Well, I have an idea, but I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
Well, people are saying they should make a movie together. Call Mark's meatballs.
Nick, your thoughts.
Or meatballs and milfs.
I mean, if they're going to go to Saugus, I've got a better name for it.
Kelly's roast beef. Another one of my favorites. Jeez.
Milfs and meatballs.
Milfs.
Oh, man. Ah, look at the blue light. Nah, nah. On your belly.
Would he want to like meet her?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sure.
So we do have that event.
Yeah.
Yep, I know. That's what I was thinking. Where they could meet for the first time.
Oh. Yep. So she was with some, like, burly man meat?
Yeah, yeah. Muscle.
Kind of blows it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Was it your boyfriend?
I don't know. I didn't ask questions. Maybe all my focus was on Tyler Faith.
Okay. Do you think so? She would go out on a date with your dad.
Okay, now all right, now Mark, the wheels are turning.
Mark Tumelli's on Twitch.
But is he?
He says, I'm game.
Okay. Yeah,
banger. If you want to call in.
Just have your dad call in.
Mark's apparently Mark Tumelli's in.
Whatever you want to do. Anything's open. Bring in another dude.
I've got some ideas.
Hey, the guy borrow my socks from. Have him come in.
Okay, the guy who has Mr. Two Socks or whatever his name was.
To go to Bernie and Phil's. What?
Maybe they can go
from
there.
From the rear recliner.
Which one? Madam, pick out your recliner.
I sleep on a recliner.
There'll be no sleeping tonight.
Yeah, there will be. Once this Viagra kicks in.
All right. Well, maybe your dad would like to call in. And there he is.
Oh, great.
He's calling in right now.
Great.
All right. We will take a break and we will talk to Mark Cimelli in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What's up, at?
There's a lot more to worry about than
Tutcher and Rich. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Meatball. Three recliners.
You are a dick.
My name is Mark Cibelli.
Bird.
Fantastic.
Starts at 3 o'clock. I have my first Manhattan.
Go Red Star.
There is romance in the air. Young Nicholas, as he often does, was out in front of the Garden last night, and while the fans were upset, as we all were, about the horrible officiating and the loss, there was one thing that came out of it, is that Saugus' own adult film star, Tyler Faith, who has brand new breast implants, even bigger, according to her Instagram, has a fondness for Mark Jamelli. Now, Nick Jamelli has watched her pornography before, and Lord knows what he was doing when he was watching it, but he... Now, she said she wanted to go on a date with his dad. So on the line now, we have Nick's dad and more famous person, Mark Jamelli. Hello, Mark.
Good morning. I went to bed crying and drunk last night. I woke up. I'm alive again. I'm alive.
When is the first, you know, was it listening to the show or did Nick contact you? Or when's the first you heard that this young lass wanted to meet you?
Oh, no. We'll watch it, you know, on the show this morning.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you since Googled imaged her?
I haven't yet because I didn't want to stop the show. I don't have that ability, you know, but yeah. I will Google her.
Oh. Okay, now...
Wow, I gotta get to the drugstore. Jeez.
Holy crap, you're awesome.
Oh, yeah, you guys think I'm going for Viagra, but I'm going for a male girdle and hair dye. That's what I gotta go get.
A male girdle. All right, so... Now, this is a woman who's been in adult films for quite some time. She is attractive. Now... she did, no one told her to say it. She said that she would like to go on a date with you. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Oh, of course. Of course. I'm sorry, Nick. I'm sorry they always ask for me. I don't mean that to happen to you, Nick. You know?
It's fine.
But, Mark, you love it. Admit.
I do. You know, Fred, last week you were going on about me standing over Nick's bed with a pillow when he was recuperating.
Yes.
Do you know that's true? When I thought for a second, if I smother him to death, nobody would question it because he's been so ill. You know?
It's like, this is the time to do it.
Right.
That was my only chance, yeah.
All right, so now would you be in this woman is has sex for, that's how she makes her living. Would that be intimidating for you to go out with her?
I have to be careful how I answer that. No, it would not be. It would not be.
All right, you're a bit of a swordsman, as they say.
I think those days are long gone, but at least I can remember, you know?
Okay.
The memory isn't gone yet.
All right. So would
you feel uncomfortable going on a date with a woman that your son has watched have sex and done whatever he's done?
That's a question. I try not to go down that avenue of thought process.
Okay. Fair enough.
Oh, boy. But it does show you that she watches the show and she listens to the show, which I think is fantastic. You know?
And then she's a big fan of yours.
Yeah, well, that was very thoughtful, you know. But I feel bad for Nick when everybody comes up and asks for me first, you know.
But not so much that you don't enjoy it.
No, I do get a kick out of it. I think it's fun.
Yeah. Fun. I mean, you're outshining your son. Who's...
Well, it's no. It's fun because it really bothers him. You know?
It really does.
It does. There's no clowning around. And for her to say Calhoun's, and then my other favorite restaurant, the Continental on Route 1, where, you know, park your walker at the door when you enter the building, you know?
Well, all right. So, Mark, we've got some ideas here, and it's really no secret. For a while, we've been trying to plan an event where the listeners can, you know, come and meet you because you are indeed a superstar, something that's, you know, classy as hell, something that can live up to the Mark Jamelli name. And if at said event
you were to meet Miss Tyler Faith for the first time and maybe even have a mini date at the event.
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be really fun.
Oh, we got to make this happen.
That would be fun. Yeah.
Now we got to make this happen. Now, that's the angle. There's the angle. Right there. We've been searching for.
She's a lovely girl. She sounds like a lovely person. Well, she really does.
Well,
you know?
If you'd heard the stuff I had to edit out of the interview, then.
she's a generous lass. There's no question about that. I don't know. I wish I had her phone number so I could.
Ask the guy we work with. He probably has it.
Uncomfortable.
I have it.
Oh, Nick has it?
Yeah.
Get her on the phone.
Okay, get her on the phone now.
Right now. Get her on the phone. Would you mind talking to her right now, there, Mark?
Well, yeah, she's awake.
Yeah, okay.
I was just going to say, that's a coin flip right there.
Well, you know, it's an opportunity to
Nick's
spread
gonna
the
give
brand.
It a shot.
How many years has it been, Mark Jamelli, since you asked somebody out on a date?
Oh, well, 23 years.
23 years. Okay.
23 long years since he has asked a young woman out on a date.
Well, if you know, you guys want to have your first date at this event, this is something that I'm sure we will make sure the mood will be perfect.
Or if you'd rather just, you know, have her come over to your house, whatever you two consensual adults agree upon.
Can you imagine her walking into the lobby of this place? There'd be 17 men in the lobby with heart attacks going on right then and there.
Wait.
We should do that.
Well, the guy who loans you socks, will he be exceptionally jealous?
Anthony, he'd love it. He would love it. He'd get a big kick out of it, you know?
Yeah. All right.
We have a lot of fun.
Scott, get out of there.
So,
we're
like, get out
something.
Of there, dude. Come on. We're trying to lay this up. We're making romance here.
All right.
No, this could be Nick's new mother. Jeez, you never know.
He's going to call Tyler Faith mom. I'll never call you mom.
I love it.
All right. So I think Nick is communicating with Tyler Faith right now.
Is she on the phone?
Or maybe. What's that? Oh, trying to get a hold of her. Maybe it's like one of those. Services that you call, like where they then they find out if the person's around.
All right. So how you doing now after that Bruins game? You said you were feeling pretty bad. What'd you think about the officiating last night, my friend?
Oh, it stunk. Absolutely stunk. It was horrifying. And there's no way about it. It just the guy. You know, who the hell are picking these refs? For God's sakes,
okay.
It was just it was tough. It was, and I can tell by the neighborhood. Because every time we get a goal, you know, the horns are blowing, people are screaming all through the North End. And then I woke up, I fell asleep for a little while. And when I woke up, everybody was going home and there wasn't a horn being blown in the North End.
All right. Well, we have established contract with Tyler Faith. I believe that we could have her and you on the air on Monday. If that would interest you.
It depends how big of a day Monday is.
Well, I mean.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, if they lose, we got to have them on. And if they win, it goes to a game seven. So either way, we're having them on.
So, yeah, I guess we could have them on Monday.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you got to let me know because I got to put 2 nitro under my tongue.
Nick, you missed. Your dad said that, hey, you know what? He wants to do the day because you never know. This woman could be your mother someday.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
All right, Mr. Jamelli, everyone loves Mark Jamelli. Thank you, sir.
I love you guys. You're the best.
All right, thank you, Mark Jamelli. All right.
Peace, Grace.
Well, Nick, everything turns to be really uncomfortable. I apologize.
Hey, do me a favor. Stop. Crank his microphone. Let me hear how your heart's beating right now. Ooh, creepy.
Heart of rock and roll is still beat. By the way, this federal Nadal match is
just about
crap.
Done. Yep.
It was something to watch during the show, and it's crap.
So we just tweeted from Step Brothers, I'll never call her mom, even if there's a fire.
All right. Do you want to continue Bruins, or you want to do the stack?
You know what? Let's do a couple more Bruins things, and I've got one or two little things to add into the stack there. Right. But, I mean, holy moly. All right, there's our angle.
See, Nick was right. Never, when it comes to Saga Sisson adult film star Tyler Faith, never say no.
It was a 9-minute clip. I listened to 2 minutes and I went trash. And then I didn't realize he talked about the dad.
Well, Nick, you did a good thing and did bit you in the ass. All right, so we'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub with Dutcher and Rich. And Rich, there is something that was brought to our attention about what's been happening since the 2011 season.
I mean, okay, so what changed between 2011 and 2012? Other than, of course, you know, the Bruins, 2011, great year. Just won the cup. You take a look at, you know, everything that surrounded the team. What was the biggest change around the team?
I would say the nucleus of the team had stayed the same. So there was no big personnel changes.
No. But sometimes it takes something outside of that that causes a bigger ripple effect.
Well, I know Catherine Tappan went national.
She was amazing.
She's a wonderful person, and she went national.
One of the best that there's been doing her job. And obviously you can't, you know, stay in a place like Nesson for your entire life if you're that talented. So she got scooped up by the bigwigs and ended up moving to NBC Sports. And then something happened. They moved in somebody else. And ever since then, this team's had some difficulty winning.
Hi, this is Catherine Tappan, star of Nesson.
Star of Nesson. Everything is
awesome. Get the duck boats ready. After 39 long years, the cup is back home. The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions. Stanley Cup champions.
Hi, this is Dale Arnold.
Dale Arnold.
Backhander, Kenemick St. Thomas rebound score. Joel Ward on the follow-up bid wins the game for the Capitals. And the Capitals put an end to the Bruins season.
The curse of Dale Arnold.
Time expires, and the Chicago Blackhawks are Stanley Cup champions in 2013.
Hi, this is Dale Arnold.
Rust will send it all the way down, wide of the empty net, and that's it.
Hi, this is Dale Arnold.
And the Bruins season comes to an end at the hands of the Montreal Canadiens.
Dale Arnold.
Losing Game 7 on home ice by a final of 3-1.
The curse of Dale Arnold.
You left out the crock of crap part, because it's a crock of crap.
That was a curse.
There's no stronger curse in sports, and yep. It just now occurred to me this morning after that horrible loss, because I contend that if it's anybody other, like if it's Tom Caron behind the desk this season, that non-call on Achari, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, Caron, studio host, Red Sox, now, Red Sox win the World Series.
Hang on a second, though, but now we're talking about U.S. labor, because if you have Caron back there, then what do the box makers do? I mean, they're out on the street because Dale Arnold has to stand on a box. By the way, I've been going back and forth with, because he's so short. I've been having to go back and forth with Jaffe claiming that he's 6'1".
All right, let's talk about
everyone
this.
Everyone in the room agrees.
This is the dumbest argument ever.
This is pretty funny. So you mentioned on the air that, you know, it's really...
I'm like, why does he have to stand on a box? Because it's not like Brick and Jaffe are that big, you know, tall. But Jaffe can't have that. Jaffe can't just be like the big, handsome, athletic guy.
Not big. Not big. Wide. Difference.
No, yeah. Difference. But muscle.
Yeah.
So he goes, I'm 6'1". I go, out of your mind. He goes, I might have shrunk a bit. What did you shrink 10 feet?
Billy, I'm 5'11". I'm taller than you.
I'm 6'2". I'm like, I'm like, my lips are in your forehead, believe me.
He hugged me enough. I don't look at Billy Jaffe and think that he's short. I just know that I'm taller than him, and I'm 6 feet tall.
Yes. That's it. Yes.
By the way, this is somewhat breaking news. The NHL Department of Player Safety just tweeted out, Ivan Barbashev.
I told you.
We'll have a hearing today for an illegal check to the head on Marcus Johansson.
And they're going to suspend him.
They're going to suspend him for a game.
They're going to suspend him for a game. And you know what that gets you?
Nothing.
It is BS. And I told you. Well, I'm not the one who told you, but I did say, Rich, that even though there was no talk about it, I guarantee you he gets suspended.
You did say that because I was saying immediately after the Grizzly thing with Sundquist, you heard talk about it. Well, he's going to get a call tomorrow. Blah, blah, blah. There was none of that yesterday, not even a whisper, and now there's this.
And this is the weakest makeup call ever.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you take something that would have been a five-minute major, and then you don't call anything.
Yeah.
And then you suspend some jabroni for a game.
They had to do something.
Yes, they're going to do it. They're going to suspend him a game as if that repairs anything.
No, after last night, they had to do something. And you would think that this might be the one that affects the team the least. I mean,
it means nothing. It means nothing. Nothing. Nothing about game six has been changed. Nothing. It's nothing. And I knew they were going to do it. All right, Jaffe, go ahead.
I'm here to talk hair. I'm here to talk height. Okay.
All right. I don't care.
Neither of which you have.
Jesus. Oh. That was Waller.
I mean, I turned you off after I hear. I'm laughing. I'm dropping my kids off at school. I hear that, and then I hear 5'9", 5'10". I'm like, okay, enough. And you know, 6 foot, I can get.
You're not
6 shrunk.
Foot. Yeah, right. Shrunk. You're 50. You shrunk so much.
I have shrunk. I had my neck fused, all right? That added something.
Okay, that's a tenth of an inch.
Dude, I'm telling you, at Michigan, freshman year, 6'1", 216 pounds.
Yes, because when they put you in the book, they want the other team to be intimidated. You think Edelman's the size that they say he is? Edelman weighs 45 pounds.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you right now, 5'9", 5'10", I'll come meet you. We'll have a beer this afternoon. We'll have a measure off, all right? And you're might be taller, but not 5'9", 5'10". Sorry, buddy. You're still drunk.
According to EliteProspects.com, it says, Billy, you are 6'1". Were you ever 6'1"?
I'm telling you, I'm not denying that I haven't shrunk. I'm not denying that, but I'm not 5'9", 5'10". I'm probably 6 foot.
I've gotten taller. Do you know that? I don't know how. I've gotten taller, though. I have. I've grown like a tenth of an inch. I'm not lying.
You're finally at puberty.
Believe me, look at my back. I've hit puberty plenty of times. Because when I had sciatica, I did so much back stretching that it actually increased my height by a tiny
bit. That's actually a good thing. That actually is a very good thing. I probably should do some of that. So maybe I'll do that this summer. And we'll measure now, and then we'll measure come October 1st. I'll see if I can stretch myself out. But I'm happy to come in next week when I'm in. We are not 5'9 or 5'10, but you won't admit it. You'll be like, yeah, okay, whatever. All you'll say is, well, you'll never 6'1".
You know what? I'll have forgotten this conversation, and you will be dwelling on it to that point.
No, I'm moving on. I'll see you guys later.
Real quick, Jeff, finally, if they lose this series, if the Bruins lose, will you admit once and for all that the curse of Dale Arnold is a real thing?
Okay, I'll talk to you guys next year.
Very cool. John Wallach knows it's real.
My son loves this song.
It's a great song. The first Sabbath album is amazing.
I'll tell you this, is that I knew that, again, they're going to suspend Hoosie Watts for the...
Ivan Barbashev.
It matters because of the hit on Johansson.
Checking line forward.
And I knew they were going to do it, and it means nothing.
By the way, like the hit, not penalized. Not penalized.
Not penalized.
On the ice.
And they're going to give him a game.
Yeah.
Hell, maybe they'll give him two games just to say, oh, look at what we did. Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. See, Bruins, we're making up for it.
No,
two
you're
games.
Not. You've done nothing.
Yeah.
You've done nothing. That for the second time in this series, you've done nothing. And that Grizzly hit was obviously a five-minute major. They don't call it, and then they let the league decide. So now they F up five times during that game, cost the Bruins the game, and now they're going to think they're going to make up for it by taking out some fourth-line jabroni. And then you know, because there's, and I understand it, because there's a lot of time and there's, like, you know, things to talk about. But they'll go, oh, well, he does this well and he does this well. No. No. You want men off the ice while you're playing. You don't care about, say, call up whoever you want. What the hell does it matter? Go look at how much Baba Booby plays a game.
Who?
Whoever this guy, Barbashev. Yeah, go look. How many minutes a game is he averaging here in the old postseason?
I got you. Hang
I don't
on
know,
a
but I mean, Zach Sanford, I mean, that would be a little more interesting, but they're not talking about that.
He's not going to get suspended.
They have not. I mean, it was bad. Barbashev was the worst of the two.
Yeah, that was the one that I know that they're going to suspend him. And he might even suspend him for two games. Because as a makeup, it makes up nothing.
Barbashev, around 15 minutes.
Well, fair enough.
15 minutes a game.
Penalty kill. Okay, good. Means nothing.
So that is going to be later on today?
I mean, there's no Backus.
He's not even listening. Let's get into that. All I know is that Backus is out there. Team wins.
Yeah, that's right. So, I bet you he's out there. I bet you Grizzly plays, and I bet you Backus is out there in St. Louis.
See, I think he gets one game. I think it's a one game thing.
I think it's one game, but I'm telling you, it's not out of the realm of possibility that they give him two games just to go, like, hey, everybody, like, look at what we did.
Because this is a bad morning for the NHL.
It's a horrible playoff for the NHL. And thank you, St. Louis people, for listening to the show, but you're getting emails about, like, crying and whatever. I mean, what do you want? The officiating was terrible. I mean, were you not crying after the hand pass? I mean, good job. The Blues came back and they won that series. I expect the Bruins to do the same. The Bruins are by far the superior team in this series. But I'll tell you this, is that don't give me that crying BS when you there was an egregious mistake by the officials in your series. And don't tell me that the phone lines weren't lit up. And by the way, the Cardinals suck for some unknown reason. And that upsets me. Even though they swept the Cubs. The one yesterday.
That must have felt good for you.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you hate the Cubs and you like the Cardinals, that must have been great.
I actually watched a little baseball.
Yeah. Cubs are still ahead of the Cardinals in the standings, though, correct?
Yeah, but no one's running away with that thing. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
No one's running away with that.
Yelich hit another homer. Milwaukee wins. Yeah, I understand.
Yelich looks exactly like Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live. A fact that has been, I thought I was so clever for knowing, and then I looked and a lot of people have made that comparison to the point where they've both been in the same room together. All right. Well, now that pisses me off because I knew it was going to happen.
Yep. We'll find out later today.
I knew it was going to happen. And it's so transparent and means nothing. How about you give them an effing power play?
Well, they had three chances yesterday and didn't do anything.
Well, then they should have had five.
That's true.
So give them five chances. They're what are they cooking
at? Major worthy.
What percentage are they kicking at? Like 30, around 30. So give them five. I like your chances. You're going to score on one of them.
As I said, we
scored two of them.
We did our part. We had DeBrusk on yesterday. He scored. We did our part.
Yeah, it's only so much we can do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Nick set his dad up with a porn star, for God's sakes.
Not every day that happens.
Well, the life of Mark Cimelli has just gotten very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sign anything you got. That's brasses, brasses, brasses. Oh, yeah, you know Mark Cimelli's Googling like a madman right now. Well, get me a tape and a toothpick.
A tape and a toothpick?
Yeah, I got to prop it up.
What?
It's like a tent.
Oh, I see. All right. I was with you there, Rich. I had no idea where that was going.
It's like a splint.
No idea.
It's like a splint.
Okay. A splint.
All right. Well.
Jesus.
Well, listen. That's about it for the show. Zolak better come in because he was causing mischief when we were trying to get down.
Or we could just kill the next 5 minutes and not worry about it.
No, we'll do a crossover.
We'll do it right.
We'll do a crossover. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And today I will be at someone's house where they're filming a Chris Evans vehicle, and if it's anything like when Rich and I, we did something for TV in Atlanta where there was a group called Rehab where Rich ended up licking the foot of one of the guys.
It was delicious.
And they made us shoot it 100 times.
Yep.
Like, just over and over and over again. So I can only imagine that this is going to be exciting for about 10 minutes and then it's going
to... And it's about 40 minutes between takes.
Like, because of the lighting. And the
lighting, redo everyone's makeup. They have to check the take to see if they liked it, whether it was a quality take. I mean, there's...
You got to check the gate, as I hear they say it.
Is that what it is? The gate?
Yep.
What, do you know what the scene is? What's going to be going on during
there
the scene?
There is a woman that runs across the yard and over a fence.
Oh, okay. And Chris Evans is like a...
Who's Chris Evans?
I don't...
Captain America.
I would guess...
Oh, that's the anti-Brady guy.
No, he's from...
Brady, he's from here. He likes Brady.
No, he doesn't like Brady because Brady likes Trump.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
That's the latest. Said he's going to no longer be a fan of Tom Brady.
No, then I'm no longer... I'm not going to attend this. But no, my guess would be... Is that a fake laugh at me?
No.
My guess is...
there it is.
My guess is Chris Evans will not be a part of this. But I've never seen a movie being made. I've never seen it up close.
It's weird. It's like every... Now that the weather's nice, like every weekend at Boston, there's those yellow signs all around that show you where the... There's the trucks with the, you know, the catering and everything all set up. The Seaport has got, I think, like two movies right now. And the Common always have... There was the other day, there was like old-timey buggies that were out there.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell are they? Like, some period piece they're filming out.
Well, 15 there. Years ago, I actually ate at one of those trucks. Just blended in. Like,
we were just walked in for a free meal?
Everything's like, stuff was open.
You don't blend, though. Like, you're kind of like...
You roll with the crowd and you grab stuff. You act like you know what you're doing and you belong there, and well, no one questions you.
That's true.
Put a towel over your shirt, over your shoulder, and just walk right in. Mm-hmm. I'll have a sandwich. Give me one of these. Got a piece of fruit. And
yep.
Yeah.
Just, you get on your phone. Pretend you're talking to somebody, and just walk right in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little too recognizable for that, but we'll see what happens. All right, Scott, your thoughts on the game? You're obviously very angry,
I'm pissed off.
Yep.
I go back to Mondays, and the other two disagree with me. The Monday's game was a swing game, and it was the biggest game. That game four, I thought we sat in here Friday, talked about it. Eh, not that big a deal. They lost that one because you still have best of three at home. Well, you don't anymore. And they have not won two in a row. Now you got a little trend going in the series. Something we haven't had. A little nervous. Sucks for Char last night.
Yeah, that would have been like a moment. You know, if they would have won that, that would have been everything.
Well, there were people saying, and I don't disagree completely, that if Char would have played last night and they won that game and then won the series, that would be like the seminal moment in Bruins history.
In Bruins history? Well, I mean, you know,
one of them.
Bobby Orr flying is probably the most iconic.
But that was a BS fourth. They were up three games to none against a crappy team.
Understood, no, but been... I mean, it would forever solidify Char as a Bruins legend.
It's the bloody sock times 10 they won.
Yes. I know we're going to talk about the refs. I know we're going to talk about lack of production, but how does this guy skunk you? This guy, Binnington. I mean, this guy gave up, what, 7 goals 2 games ago, started to crack the other night, now all of a sudden he's stopping everything? Like, you don't, they haven't got enough shots on him. And, like, they don't know how to break that front wall. It's just frustrating. Unless they got something up their sleeve, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
Yeah.
Because they're in a better team.
They're the
Bruins
much better
are.
Team.
The Bruins are a better
are
team.
A much, much better
Can't
team.
Can't sit here and sell me on every other guy that's flat up against them.
But, hey, listen, they're going to have to suspend one of their Jabroni fourth-line players for a game.
Weirdly, this is sort of similar to the Vancouver series. That pseudo-talented Vancouver team that was much more athletic than you were, and you were kind of that muck-it-up grinder team.
So you're saying it's the opposite of 11.
It's the reverse cycle, and you're filling it on the other end.
Yeah, because they brought in Thornton to bring up the aggression, and it seems like, obviously, St. Louis is the more aggressive of the two teams.
Yep, that was...
Neely looked good up there upstairs.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, don't hide it, man.
As much as it sucks for us, can you imagine being Neely? that's your job, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, right. Joy Friday.
All right, yes. It is a beautiful day. Everyone have a wonderful day. That'll do it for us. And at this moment, I will say bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.